Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Welcome to a special edition of Conducting Conversations. And we happen to have some special guests in our studios here in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, that are here to celebrate the holiday season with us and what might become a new tradition. We have members of the Shoreline Ringers, a handbell concert group, and we'll get the definition of that and see if I'm close. But first off, Jane Nolan is here. She is the director. Welcome, Jane.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you with us. And the president of the group, Andy Wallace, is here. Welcome, Andy.
Thanks, Mike.
Nice to have you with us. And as president, Andy, I'm sure that your salary is very high of a group like this. Is that true?
It is absolutely true. They've doubled my salary this year, so.
There you go. All right.
Double of nothing is nothing.
Congratulations. I'm going to go to Jane and find out a little bit about, did I say the title of the group correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So you are a handbell ensemble?
Yes.
Okay. Ringers, a lot of people that may not have had the opportunity to experience a group like yours live. And if someone were to say to you, what do you do? How would you explain it?
First of all, many people do not know what handbells are.
Right.
Handbells are individually pitched bells, and they lie on a table, much like a piano keyboard, and then they are played by the different ringers. We have 5 octaves of Melmark bells played by 13 ringers, and we have 7 octaves of hand chimes in addition to the 5 octaves of bells. Each individual ringer plays probably as many as 5 or 7 bells and chimes during the course of a piece. So
wow.
It's very interesting to watch. It's a very visible art form.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very musical art form. Originally, handbells were brought to this country from England as a novelty by P.T. Barnum. And so for many of us, we have been working feverishly over, I would say, the past 30 years, both from a composer, arranger standpoint, as well as a ringing standpoint, with a variety of different techniques. That's why it's very visual, because you hear a sound and you think, what is making that sound? Well, in most cases, it's handbells, but based on the technique used, it varies.
Mm-hmm.
So we are trying feverishly to be accepted as a viable musical instrument.
And getting rid of
the novelty.
The novelty image.
Right.
Andy, how long have you been with the group?
I've been with Shoreline Ringers about 10 years now, I think.
Now, did they trade for you and give some draft choices up to get you? Or
No.
Oh, okay.
I had an opportunity to know Jane and many members of the group already, and when an opening came up, I was asked to come and substitute for a little bit, and then ended up staying on and joined the group and have been ringing with them ever since.
So 13 ringers, and when you said substituted and then had the opportunity to join, it sounds to me like you can't have 25 ringers. In other words, there's a certain number that you work with?
We actually have 14 ringers. We have had up to 17. That way, you can include other instruments along. Keyboard, synthesizer, percussion, mm-hmm. orchestral chimes, flute. One of our ringers is also a French horn player.
Hmm.
So if you need 13 ringers behind the table, but then if you have other instruments involved, then if you have people who are not ringing, they can play other instruments.
Well, that's great. Well, I think what we should do before we go any further and find out about the two of you, let's get an example of the music. And you brought a Christmas CD with you. And this is the first track off of that. And what's that called?
The piece is called O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
All right. We'll give that a listen just to get everybody in the mood. Then we'll come back and find out more. Jane, as the director of this group, I presume you have a pretty extensive musical background. You started out playing something else or always bells?
I'm actually a music education major in college, mm-hmm. and in college had never even seen a handbell nor right. heard a handbell. And it wasn't until I was working in a church where a representative from the handbell company came by and said, because most handbell choirs are in churches.
Right, right.
And asked if we had handbells.
This guy's name wasn't Harold Hill.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, right.
And I said, no. And she said, well, may I ask why? And I said, well, money. And she came down, introduced the whole congregation to handbells at a Friday night ice cream social. And the enthusiasm on the part of the people there was contagious. They said, we want to do this. We want to have a handbell choir. So from there, we started a fundraiser, and we bought 3 octaves of bells. And from there, it just grew. By the time I left that church, we had 6 handbell choirs.
And what town was that in?
That was in Gales Ferry.
In Connecticut, okay.
Yep.
All right. So you're a longtime Connecticut person?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm married to somebody who was in the service, so
okay,
we
so
traveled
up here, so
a little bit. Yeah.
All right.
So we have been in Connecticut
so
now.
So you're accepted. You're okay now.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Not a foreigner anymore.
Right. I hope not.
All right. Andy, how about you? Where did you get your musical interest?
My musical background comes entirely from church music. Mm-hmm. From a young age, I sang in the junior choir of the church. And then one Sunday morning, the pastor got up and said, there's a space in the handbell choir. And he said, we need you. And I took that to mean me. And I showed up for practice the next rehearsal. And the rest is history.
And what town was that in?
That was in Cumberland, Rhode Island.
Cumberland, Rhode Island. And about what year?
Roughly. I feel like that was about 1992.
The reason I ask is because my wife was a teacher in Cumberland, Rhode Island, so she might have had you as a student. So,
well, we went to church in Cumberland, but I grew up in Pawtucket.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's a different country. All right. All right. Well, let's see. Moving along with the story of the handbells, I want to get a lot of music in today to keep people listening and getting a little bit more used to the sound. So what do you have for us next?
The next piece that we're going to play is called A Nativity Celebration.
Thank you.
music provided by the Shoreline Ringers. And Andy, I'm going to ask you to get to another piece of music rather quickly so that we can get one more in this segment.
We decided that we'd like the listeners to hear a piece called O Little Town of Bethlehem, and that piece contrasts with the first two pieces that you heard, which were very rhythmic and percussive. This one can show the range of the instrument. It'll be very quiet and legato feel to it.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with much more of the Shoreline Ringers. Both Andy is here, the president, and Jane, the director, and we'll find out more about the group.
Thank you.
The Shoreline Ringers, our special guest tonight on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Andy Wallace, the president of the group, and Jane Nolan, the director. And Jane, we talked briefly about the fact that there are 13 or 14 ringers with you at this point, and that you've had as many as 17 over the years. Auditioned, I presume, in order to get into the group or not?
No.
No. So it's done on you look good, I think you can handle it?
It's amazing. The handbell world is a small world, and so through networking mm-hmm. of our current ringers and knowing other ringers, and people move in and out of the area, and when they do, if they have ringing experience, oftentimes they will contact us, or if we know that they're in the area, we will reach out to them and see if they would be interested. So we have not had auditions to this point.
Amazing. And how it comes out so well without audition. That's probably a tribute to you as a director to be able to get everybody on the same page. When you say in the area is Old Saybrook, or where are you located out of?
Our current rehearsal space is in Uncasville.
Okay.
And very near Mohegan Sun Casino. And our ringers, though, travel from Bristol, Hamden, Meriden, Guilford. We do have some who are local, but mm-hmm. yeah.
No Rhode Islanders in the group? That's too bad.
Not currently.
Because then you could know a guy, you know what I mean?
That's right.
All right. So ringers from all over Connecticut, mm-hmm. and I'm sure in that part of the world, as you mentioned, military does play a little bit of involvement in that as people come and go, and that's the reason why it changes. So no auditions, and you rehearse weekly, biweekly?
We rehearse once a week, middle of the week, on Wednesday nights at 6:30 for two-plus hours.
Yeah, whatever.
However close we are to concert time and that type of thing.
Right.
And for some of them, that means an hour and a half travel one way. So tack on 3 hours to that for travel time for some of these people. Very dedicated. There's very little turnover in the group, for which I am very grateful. And the consistency is wonderful because after a while, when they play together, they think alike,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. the results are very rewarding.
Right. I'm sure it's like any other ensemble, whether it's a violin ensemble or a trio or whatever, a quartet. They all need to be depending on each other.
Exactly. It's a team sport.
Right. Definitely a team sport. Speaking of concerts, you had a concert this afternoon at Dunn's Corners Church in Westerly, which is one of your amazing things that you've been doing a lot of. I see by this notice that you were in Bristol, Connecticut on December 7th and Summers, Connecticut on that same day. You did a 1 o'clock and a 7 o'clock. Oh, that must have been fun. And then on the 15th in Essex, Connecticut at Essex Meadows. So there's quite a list of things that you've done here in the past few weeks. Busy time for the holidays, right?
Very busy time. And most of it is within a month. And this particular season seems to be shorter than most. We do a second concert series in the spring, but it's stretched out over 2 months, mm-hmm. usually May to June, which gives us more flexibility. And it's not quite two a day or one every weekend.
You have another one coming up, Andy?
We do. On Saturday, January 24th, we're going to perform our holiday concert one more time out in Old Saybrook, Connecticut.
Actually, it's going to be January 4th, right? Not 24th?
Oh, should have had my glasses on.
So that's just a couple weeks, right?
It sure is.
Okay. Yeah. And if people want to get information, do you have a website that they can go to?
We do. It's shorelineringers.org.
Shorelineringers.org. That's easy to remember. Check it out. It's a very attractive website. Pictures of all of you sitting on a beach. What beach was that you took that at?
That was actually taken at Camp Calumet. No. one was taken at Camp Calumet up in New Hampshire where we had a retreat, but the others were taken at Ocean Beach.
Well, there you go. All
the,
right.
The newer ones.
Let's get to a piece of music and tell us what we're going to listen to now.
Our next selection is Believe from the movie Polar Express. One thing we like to do in our concerts is to have something for everyone. And when there are children in the audience, they certainly can relate to this because they and their parents and many of us have seen the Polar Express, and it's very timely at Christmas time, and it's something that the children recognize. So our next selection is Believe from the Polar Express.
Thank you.
Beautiful music, and the Shoreline Ringers have a couple CDs that they brought with them today. Do you have more than that available, Andy, or is it, or Jane?
We do. We have two Christmas CDs, and then we have one general CD that was made a few years ago, and a couple of years ago we made one, A Decade in Bronze, which, when you're talking handbell music, you're talking three different levels of music: tins, coppers, and bronze, and the bronze being the most difficult music. And tins choirs are usually your beginning church choirs. Mm-hmm. So our goal is to ring more challenging music. So The Decade of Bronze is our latest CD.
I say now, a lot of people would, like myself, would have presumed it had something to do with the material of the bells.
Well, it does.
That's part of it too, all right. Well, are the CDs available for purchase at your concerts?
They are,
and
yes.
Can you get them online too?
I think we also are available for download through our website.
Excellent, all right. So go to shorelineringers.org, and you can get information about the CDs that are available, the downloads that are available, and you can have this music for your very own. We have time for one more piece in this segment. Tell us about this one.
Bell Carol Fantasy. When you come to a Christmas concert that involves handbells, you almost always expect or want to hear the Ukrainian bell carol. So there are many different arrangements based on that particular piece, and this is one of them. It's called Bell Carol Fantasy.
All right, we'll listen to that and take a short break and be back with more of the Andy and Jane Show.
Thank you.
Feliz Navidad was the subject of this year's series of concerts by the Shoreline Ringers. The guests on tonight's Conducting Conversations, I'm Mike Mano, and happy to be sitting with Jane Nolan, the director of the Shoreline Ringers, and the president, Andy Wallace. And we've been talking about the group and the places they performed in a very busy holiday. December is time for them. And one more in January, which is going to be on January 4th, Saturday at 4 o'clock at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Old Saybrook. And if you'd like to get information about it, go to their website, which is very easy to remember, shorelineringers.org. And we were talking during the commercial break, Jane, about the fact that each season you have a little bit of a theme for your concerts, whether it's the spring or the holiday time.
Correct.
And you have to choose those, I presume.
We do. And we do it based on the selections that we are playing. When we try to either catchphrase from one of the songs, from the words of one of the songs, or something that sort of sums up all of the selections, if you could categorize them. And mm-hmm. So Feliz Navidad was an easy choice this year.
Well, there you go. All right. And your next season is in the later spring, correct?
Most of our concerts, right after Christmas, we will begin learning a new general program, which will encompass classical, show tunes, some jazz selections, quite a variety. As I said earlier, we try to have something for everyone. Mm-hmm. Including the man who was hauled off there to a concert by his wife and didn't want to go, but when he got there, had a good time. And that's very appealing to us when we have people who...
That's a wonderful feeling, isn't it? When somebody goes and says, I really didn't want to go tonight. Mm-hmm. I wanted to watch a football game, but
comes to you and says, I'll not miss another one.
Right.
It's worth its weight in gold.
That is a great feeling. Andy, as far as you know, the bells themselves, are they individually owned or are they owned by the group?
The bells are all owned by the Shoreline Ringers organization, and over the years we've managed to borrow from places while we've been raising funds to purchase our own equipment, which we now own, and we're now in a good rehearsal space. Mm-hmm. We outgrew the room in a church that we were using for years and years, and we found a place to set up shop, and we can keep our equipment there, and makes rehearsal setup a snap.
Now, you're a 501 organization, right?
Yes.
So that means you take donations.
We do. At our concerts, many concerts are free will donations. Sometimes the venue will charge.
We'll actually hire you.
A ticket and ask us to do that. And so we're really thankful for all the people who've, over the years, come to our concerts and supported us, not only with their attendance, but with their financial support as well.
All right. Well, great. And if you'd like to be part of that, you can go to the website, go to shorelineringers.org, and you can make your own contribution. A lot of people this time of year are looking what to do to avoid some taxes. There you go, right? You'll take it, won't
we
you?
We sure will.
Right. Well, great. I know that as a performing group, frequently the ticket price doesn't sustain the group. It comes from people that are willing to open up their wallets and help out a little bit. Let's get to another piece of music, and what do you have for us now?
Our next selection is The Prayer. The Prayer is most famous as a duet done by Celine Dion and Andrea Bocelli. Thank you.
beautiful music that's been provided by the Shoreline Ringers. And both Andy and Jane have been here telling us about the group, and I can't thank you both enough for coming in, setting us up for our special Christmas program, Christmas coming in just a few days. Thank you, Jane. It was great to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
And Andy, nice to meet you, and we'll have to do this again.
It's been a pleasure.
Maybe we can have you back in time for your spring concerts and tell us where those are going to be. I know that people in the meantime can check out your website at shorelineringers.org and find out where it's going to be when they're up. They're not up yet because you're still in negotiations whether, you know, whether you're going to get $50,000 for that one and $100,000 for that one. You know, it's negotiations are still going on, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, thank you both. And we have one more piece of music. And what are we going to go out with?
We're going out with a very popular piece from Mamma Mia entitled Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen, great way to go. Thanks again, everyone. We'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Robert's Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.